intro.
Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This Monday, April 13th, 2020. Some things just continue on. People don't realize, you know, we've been robbed of history. And it was Cicero, right, who observed, if you're unacquainted, you know, who doesn't know history remains forever a child. And this stuff goes way back, hundreds of years, if not further. But, you know, speaking of the Wellcome Trust and Sir Henry Wellcome became GlaxoSmithKline in one case, you know, a company that gets in trouble for bribing officials and things like that. It's paid out billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars for things like fraud and, you know, injury and things like that. Anything, you know, the kinds of things that would get you and I put in prison, locked up probably for life. Or, you know, HSBC, which is, again, a continuum of the East India Company chicanery. Remember when not too long ago I want to say the East India Company, but when HSBC got in trouble for its involvement in drug trafficking or money laundering, both of those things happened not too long ago. Is that company, has it been dismantled? Oh no, that's right. Remember, you know, Michael Rupert's in Crossing the Rubicon, he said, it's clear that everywhere there's oil, there's brown and root. But increasingly, everywhere there's war or insurrection, there's brown and root also. There is this cartel that was, you know, at the heart of creating the CIA, you know, the OSS and then the CIA. And so there's war, there's insurrection, there's drugs, there's, you know, money laundering. These guys, the white collar, the Ivy League pirates, are always there. And somehow just never managed to always have a sterling reputation. Because, you know, who writes the narrative controls the world. Or how did Plato put that? Something like that. Problem is that, you know, the folks 100 years ago writing about this, they used to use terms like the World Revolutionary Movement as a general encapsulation of the efforts that were being made, and the octopus as this the network of organizations and folks that had been established to do these kinds of things. And it's, you know, basically, it's incomprehensible to most people. It's so horrifying. It's a conspiracy that's so monstrous. Who could possibly imagine that this is possible and that Bill Gates isn't just a wonderful guy? But again, that was the model. That was, you know, Ivy Lee was the guy who said, sprinkle dimes on kids, set up a foundation, you can launder a fortune. Oh, and by the way, it's tax exempt. Isn't that wonderful? And here we are. There is a documentary that's making its rounds out of the shadows, and it was published 3 days ago, April 10, 2020. It's already had almost 3.5 million views. Some folks, you know, that's an entry point for folks, but most people have a difficult time. You know, Kevin Shipp in that documentary talks about the fact that, you know, you have to lean in a little bit to realize, wow, something really big is happening here, and these people that the controlled and managed press is saying are wonderful people are at a minimum not somehow saintly above the rest of us. They're just people too. And in some cases, maybe there are even more nefarious things going on than we'd like to know or realize or admit. And J. Edgar Hoover talked about this in that article, you know, the Communist New Look, a study in duplicity that was published in the Elks magazine back in August of 1956, where he wrote, and I'm going to remove communism because it kind of reminds me of JFK's speech to the American Newspaper Publishers Association. The way Hoover put it, the menace in this country will remain a menace until the American people make themselves aware of its techniques. No one who truly understands what it really is can be taken in by it. Yet the individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. The American mind simply has not come to a realization of the evil which has been introduced into our midst. It rejects even the assumption that human creatures could espouse a philosophy which must ultimately destroy all that is good and decent. And that's precisely what we're up against. I have an idea for a strategy, but first I want to get back to some of this other stuff. So I will spare you the history of the, you know, Carnegie eugenics efforts, Rockefeller eugenics efforts. But I really, for those who are not familiar, for a very comprehensive treatise on this and who's who from 100 years ago coming forward, go look at that post titled The Rockefeller Institute. You will be astonished. It's everybody. With dates and facts and just incredible amount of information. And it's not just eugenics, it's not just Standard Oil. You know, again, it's the allopathic medical community, Simon Flexner, Abraham Flexner, you know, the Rockefeller Institute, all of those kinds of things. It's a ton of information in one single post. And I would say it's a fairly pedestrian entry point. You're not going to, you know, it's shocking, don't get me wrong, but it's not horrifying to the point that, you know, it's just shocking. It's a different look at the world. And it comes forward to today. Rockefeller Foundation Trustees, 2008. Well, that's interesting. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, according to the New York Times, is continuing the work of David Rockefeller and the Rockefeller Foundation. In fact, I think that's mentioned. You know, so back to Bill Gates' Wikipedia entry under the section titled Philanthropy. Gates has credited the generosity and extensive philanthropy of David Rockefeller as a major influence. The guy who said, well, several things that should horrify every American. Gates and his father met with the Rockefellers, met with Rockefeller, David Rockefeller, several times, and their charity work is partly modeled on the Rockefeller family's philanthropic focus, whereby they are interested in tackling the global problems that are ignored by governments and other organizations. In other words, you know, an end run on government. When we don't think government is doing what government should do, we just do an end run, like Bill Gates is doing now. As of 2007, Bill and Melinda Gates were the second most generous, that's one way to put it, philanthropists in America, having given over $28 billion to charity. The couple plans to eventually donate 95% of their wealth to charity. Isn't that nice? This is a fun way to put this. Now, for those who don't know, go look up Cecil Rhodes' Last Will and Testament, learn about, which was it, the fifth or the seventh? I always forget. That was the impetus to wire together all of these and amalgamate all of these fortunes in a perpetual trust. And it's, you know, you maintain the illusion of separation when you have different people doing this and working in collaboration. Again, like the Gates Foundation and the Wellcome Trust working on this vaccine initiative like they have been. But rest assured, they are collaborating. You'll find that anytime you look into things, these foundations collaborate. And it's an effort, again, to accomplish an end run around government, as is the case now. And I don't know. I guess we're getting to a point where even just laying it right out in the open, like Bill Gates did on BBC Breakfast over the weekend. Yeah, safety, we don't have time for that. You know, and governments, we don't have time for that. Does it matter to people? Does it matter to Americans? Separation of powers, representative government, limited blah, 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 elected, no? Doesn't matter? It better matter real quick, because I'll tell you what, there's no going back. Like John Adams said, liberty once lost is lost forever. So we better get religion, and we better get it real quick if it's not too late already. Chapter 6, Our Post-Human Future. Why we should worry. So Francis Fukuyama is telling us, you know, these old-time, old-school, first-generation eugenicists. United States and other Western countries passed laws permitting the state to involuntarily, in other words, forcibly sterilize people, deemed imbeciles, again, who decides, while encouraging people with desirable characteristics, who decides? Because psychopaths like Bill Gates, I wouldn't call psychopathy a desirable characteristic, personally. I wouldn't, but while encouraging people with desirable characteristics to have as many children as possible. Who decides? Some animals are more equal. In the words of Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr., quote, we want people who are healthy, good-natured, emotionally stable, sympathetic, and smart. And this is interesting, because when you hear these things, and you hear the contradictions that their people, the technocratic, cybernetic, elite cabal, you hear what their people are saying, it doesn't square. Guys like John B. Watson, for example. How many people are familiar with the Little Albert experiment? You want to talk about a horrifying prospect. This is what has been used to shape America. Psychology, as the behaviorist views it. At Columbia University in 1913, Psychological School of Behaviorism. How can we manipulate people and bend them and shape them the way we want without them really knowing about it as early as possible? John Watson had some interesting words when it came to this kind of stuff. You know, the idea that desirable traits like emotionally stable, sympathetic, and smart. Here's what John B. Watson said. Give me a dozen healthy infants, well-formed, and my own specified world to bring them up in, and I'll guarantee to take any one at random and train him to become any type of specialist I might select. Doctor, lawyer, artist, merchant, chief. And yes, even beggar man and thief, regardless of his talents, penchants, tendencies, abilities, vocations, and race of his ancestors. I am going beyond my facts, and I admit it, but so have the advocates of the contrary. And they've been doing it for many thousands of years. Now here's the problem. What if people who want to espouse this view extolled by Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr. Well, we want to make people who are healthy, good natured. What if they are engineering a situation where the people that they don't like or want, through the John B. Watson sort of mechanisms, become the beggar man thief, etc., regardless of his talents, pensions, tendencies, abilities, vocations, and race of his ancestors? What about that? And then that obviously leads to the dialectical, well, you know, therefore we have a responsibility to. You see what I'm saying? You engineer a situation like that, and then you use that as a surreptitious pretext and justification for more chicanery. That's what happens. Charlotte Iserby is among the folks who have talked about Bloom's taxonomy, Benjamin Bloom, Bloom's taxonomy. And I wonder if I could find that. Maybe I should look for one of the clips of Charlotte Iserby talking about that. This is a guy who bragged, Benjamin Bloom, about being able to do basically what John B. Watson mentioned in the quote I cited before. But Benjamin Bloom bragged that he could do that in about an hour with anyone. And when Charlotte Iserby was asked, well, what do you think? Could he do it? Could he really do it? Or was he just, you know, she said, yeah, I've seen it done. So that sheds a whole different light on all of this. We want people that blah, blah, blah. When these folks have hijacked education in America to engineer a situation where you create crises that are, you know, crises of opportunity. Speaking of that, we'll have to play that clip and move on. Anyway, continuing, so Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr. says, you know, we want people who are healthy, good-natured, emotionally stable, sympathetic, and smart. We do not want idiots, imbeciles, paupers, and criminals. Well, what about when you're engineering them? And you hired Bloom and Watson and Norbert Wiener and John Dewey and, you know, all of these guys. What's his name? Skinner and Pavlov and all of these guys to mess with people's heads from womb to grave. Literally from womb, not from birth, not from cradle, from womb to grave. Continuing, the eugenics movement in the United States was effectively terminated with revelations about the Nazi eugenics policies, which, by the way, Edwin Black reminds us in War Against the Weak that it didn't end there. It didn't start there and it didn't end there, did it? America's campaign to create a master race. What? Well, not every American, just these psychopaths like Bill Gates. And it was the, what do they call it? The, what was the term? Oh gosh, I forget. It starts with an O, right? The Occidental races. And you have the Göttingen School of History, in other words, the revisionist school of history, to create conflict, invent terms, occlude other terms, create conflict, and people, it's unbelievable. It's worked so effectively. Eugenics movement in the United States was effectively terminated, Fukuyama says, but wait. With revelations about the Nazi eugenics policies that we re-imported back in, you know, the Operation Paperclip efforts, never mind that, which involved the extermination of entire categories of people and medical experimentation on people regarded as genetically inferior. See that? Darwin, the Darwinian solution. We are more biologically advanced. You are genetically inferior, therefore. Since then, continental Europe has been effectively inoculated against any revival of eugenics and has, in fact, become inhospitable terrain for many forms of genetic research, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, it's good, right? We're safe, right? No. Like I mentioned, I think, recently, no. Fukuyama tells us about a kinder, gentler a newer, the new kinder, gentler eugenics. What is it? The new eugenics. Talk about that when we come back. Stick around.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. You know, Bill Gates strikes me as a psychopath, but really, if I had to guess, I'd say that he was a psychologically damaged, tortured, and injured child. I think he's just sort of a byproduct of that, kind of a Manchurian candidate is kind of how he strikes me. When he seems to be fighting back the urge to shout like an autistic child, no, shut it down, shut it all down, shut it down, you have to shut it down now. Doesn't it seem like that's what he wants to do with his twitchy fingers and he can't sit still? Seems like he wants to just burst out and shout, shut it all down, shut it down now, you have to shut it down now. Why is that? I ask rhetorically. So I've mentioned this before, but skipping ahead in Fukuyama's Our Post-Human Future. So the kinder, new, kinder, gentler eugenics, what is that? Again, Chapter 5 is titled Genetic Engineering. Chapter 6, Why We Should Worry. So, eugenics ended, right? World War II, now we can't do that anymore. Oh, wait. Page 86. Genetic engineering puts eugenics squarely back on the table. But it is clear that any future approach to eugenics will be very different from the historical varieties, at least in the developed West. Maybe not so much in China. We might be cloning babies already, and you know, but whatever. The reason is that neither of these two objections is likely to apply, leading to the possibility of a kinder, gentler eugenics that will rob the word of some of the horror traditionally associated with it. I hate that turn of phrase, as I always mention. The kinder, gentler eugenics that is just over the horizon. This was published 20 years ago. Okay, 2002. The kinder, gentler eugenics that is just over the horizon will then be a matter of individual choice on the part of parents and not something that a coercive state forces on its citizens. But remember, I read you Orwell's, you know, insight into converting people. That's what's happening. Dan Dix did a marvelous job in the video that I mentioned of reading from Brené's Propaganda, Chapter 4. So the old model is the salesman would say, you, please, buy a piano. The new model, through propaganda and creating the situation that we're seeing now, as Dan Dix pointed out, the new model is to get them to say, you, sell me a vaccine. Please, it's our only hope. We're going to hear this over and over for as long as it takes. And they have these very sophisticated methods monitoring social media and things to know exactly when the, you know, country is done cooking. We've reached 212. Okay, they're ready now. We could say, look, we magically did it. We did it. It might be less than 12 months. If you guys are ready, if you get the social engineering in time, we might be able to lift this all in 12 months or less. Might take 18 months. Might take 12. Might take 18. That's what we keep hearing. I think we shouldn't go another week. That's what I think. I think we need to find the adults in America and immediately set about putting a halt to this nonsense. I'll prove that it's nonsense. Promise that's coming. To finish this, the kinder, gentler eugenics that is just over the horizon will be a matter of individual choice on the part of parents and not something that a coercive state forces on its citizens. Well, yeah. Right, because we have supranational organizations like those Bill Gates is pushing. In the words of one commentator, the old eugenics would have required a continual selection for breeding of the fit and a culling of the unfit. The new eugenics would permit, in principle, wink, wink, conversion of all the unfit to the highest genetic level, at least in principle. Oh, you guys don't have the financial wherewithal to do. Oh, sorry. Remember what Sean Parker said? I'm a billionaire, so I'm going to live to be probably 160 or so, and you poor saps are going to, I'll have the best health care. You guys, you know, in principle, the new eugenics would permit the, in principle, the conversion of all the unfit. Who decides who's unfit? It's disgusting. Anybody that endorses this garbage, and it is garbage. Straight from the bowels of hell. I digress. So, in the next segment here, we'll move on. We will move on and play these clips. So, the SNF Agora discussion, Johns Hopkins University, SNF Agora Institute, all these wonderful folks talking and crisis of opportunity. What does Angus Bergen have to say about that? Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
It's the good life. Full of fun seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. We gotta play some clips. The RNA stuff is scary. That's part of the reason that I read Fukuyama's Our Post-Human Future, Consequences of the Biotechnology Revolution, Chapter 5, Genetic Engineering, Chapter 6, Why We Should Worry. He says, hey, you know, the new kinder, gentler eugenics is genetic engineering. And I would say that there's no arguing, there's no disputing the fact that these new vaccine efforts, I've mentioned Inovio. I don't hear anybody talking about Inovio. I think it's the sleeper. And again, all of the stock chicanery, Gates Foundation, CEPI, CEPI as they call it. I hate that. I don't want to do that. It's cute. It's fun. It's clever. I'm sure that like the Event 201 folks, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if CEPI has a plushie. Look, it's a plushie. Like they had at the Event 201. Can you imagine? It's terrifying, the prospects. Rewriting your DNA. I think that we're going to see basically all of mankind is supposed to be the guinea pig for this. And, you know, it might have some horrific side effects, but Bill Gates says, we don't have time for safety. 2 years, we can't wait for that. You might want to wait for 2 years to see if there are side effects, but who has time? Who has time? We could all die. I intend to show nothing could be further from the truth. But most people are beguiled by the data because when you look at the dashboard, again, the Johns Hopkins dashboard, that number down in the right-hand corner, total cases, it's never going to go down. I think mentally your mind wants it to go down. It can't. Because it's a sum. It's a total, you know, it's the sum total of all of the cases which are being overreported here, as Deborah Birx told us. Anywhere we can find, you know, they probably employed Democratic voting registration tactics. You know, this person, posthumously, they're recording things as COVID-19 death. I wouldn't be surprised. Honestly, that's a stretch and being facetious, but it's probably, I wouldn't be surprised to hear that it happened. The point is, I don't think we can trust those numbers in the first place, but even if we could, the sum total will never go down. It's the total. So what is important? And I would say it's active hospitalizations because that's where the action is. When we hear we don't want to overwhelm the healthcare system and overburden the healthcare system capacity, okay. First of all, what is that capacity? It seems at a minimum that it's less than the flu season. We don't hear anything. We haven't heard anything over the last few years. 2016-17, as I understand it, was a particularly bad flu season. Already this year, this flu season, excuse me, over the last 6 months or so, the CDC says we've had somewhere on the average of about 500,000 flu hospitalizations. Chris, look at the dashboard. We have 560,000 cases of coronavirus. Well, the CDC says we've had about 47 million cases of seasonal flu. We played you the clip of the doctor and health official in his local county who said just a month ago, yeah, this thing is serious, but you know what? You want to watch out for the flu. About 50 million cases of flu. 50 million cases of flu. Million. But it's not as lethal, really? Because the CDC says probably an average of more than 40,000 deaths already from seasonal flu. You know, versus 22,000 for this thing. I understand the numbers are inflated, remember? Dr. Birx says we're following Italy, and Italy says we overreported by about 88% of our numbers. So that takes 10,000 down to about 1,000. So if we're following Italy on our very, what did she say, liberal approach to mortality? 22,154 times, whoops, 0.12 is 2,600. I'm not trying to minimize tragedy. What I'm trying to do is take the sensationalism out of it. All right. So, but all of that, you know, I think we can preempt these numbers, though, is what I'm saying. And if you start looking at active hospitalizations, I think that's where the action is. And, you know, I think if you start having conversations like this, I mean, this information is hard to find. It's difficult to find, first of all. Go find the active hospitalizations in your state, in your county. And I started looking at this stuff, you know, Washington, Idaho, Montana. Cases are dropping off significantly in Montana. The dashboard that Montana has is actually, I think, better than most. Cases have dropped off significantly the last several days, the last week, 19 cases. And they peaked out March 26th at 35 cases in a day reported. 48. So, you know, last Wednesday, 19 cases. I hope I don't jinx things. You know, somebody's going to say, we got to find some cases. We got to throw some numbers, a box of records, as Newt Bukowski says. Kowski. So the 8th, 19 cases. The 9th, 15 cases. The 10th, 12 cases. The 11th, 10 cases. And then yesterday, 7 cases reported in a day. Oh, it's catastrophic. But again, the actual number you want to look at is active hospitalizations. And that number is 21. What, for like a single county? No, 21 active COVID-19 related hospitalizations for the entire state of Montana. I dare say, I don't think 21 hospitalizations would cripple a single hospital, let alone an entire county, let alone an entire state. When you start seeing that number everywhere, active hospitalizations, it becomes absurd. This whole, oh my gosh, the sky is falling. 21 people are hospitalized. When you dig in on the data further, it becomes more absurd. I mentioned Spokane County from time to time on this broadcast. I had occasion to find Washington and, you know, county data and stuff. There, you can find it. You have to dig around. But there's a page. Actually, if you go to, what is it, Spokane County Data page, Spokane Regional Health District, I think, srhd.org/COVID-19, no dash, srhd.org/COVID-19. And then from there, there's a link to the Spokane County COVID-19 case data. So basically, that's the same page, srhd.org/COVID-19, only it has the word cases stuck on the end of it, again, with no hyphen. So you go there now, and see updated April 12th, confirmed cases, deaths, and hospitalizations. Currently hospitalized in the entire Spokane County. What is the population of Spokane County? I want to say it's somewhere around 500,000, I think. Currently hospitalized. Get ready. Brace yourself. 21 hospitalizations actively. And I think it gets more preposterous when you start looking at the cases and deaths by age. Cases/deaths by age. You look at the deaths, and they have them broken down in age by age categories. 0 to 9, 10 to 19, 20 to 29, you know, age groups, 30 to 39, 40 to 49, et cetera, all the way up to 90 to 99. So 0 to 9 deaths, no, not even any cases reported. 10 to 19, 6 cases reported, no deaths. 20 to 29, ages 20 to 29, 29 cases reported, 0 deaths. 30 to 39, 35 cases, 0 deaths. 40 to 49, 43 cases, 0 deaths. 50 to 59, 50 cases, 2 deaths. Which I would say, you know, those people probably had comorbidity and all the way up. So all the way up to age 50, basically, no deaths. It's like seasonal flu. Okay, you got the flu. Bill Gates wants to know, are the younger people part of, how can we terrorize them so that they'll get religion on this thing and know that they need to do testing and get a vaccine? We got to shut it all down. No, we need to stop being hyperbolic and look at the active hospitalizations, I argue. How many people are currently hospitalized? Because if that number is not looking like it's going to swell and rise significantly beyond the seasonal flu numbers, then Houston, we have a serious problem. Why are we hearing all this pandemonium? There's nothing going on here. And we've heard about videos and things, but who's talking about the active hospitalizations? Let's focus on that. That's something that you can actually, you know, you don't get in trouble for, you know, out filming non-essential travel. Why are you filming the hospital? You can sit in your pajamas, sip on your coffee, and look at the currently hospitalized figures and prepare your talking points for the governor's next Skype or Zoom call. And say, Governor, I'm looking at this page right here that says currently we have 21 people in the entire county, or as in the case of Montana, 21 people in the entire state. Active, you know, hospitalizations is 21. Is that accurate, Governor? Because if that's accurate, why do we have the state locked down? Not only that, but I'm looking at the map. I see half of the counties in the entire state, 28 out of 56 counties, have zero cases reported. We have 21 active hospitalizations. We have cases plummeting. The line is going down. It's trending significantly downward. Why is the state locked down, Governor? Why? You said in your April 7 extension of directives that, you know, cases were continuing to grow. And the reported cases on the 7th were 13 and the next day 19. But since then, they've dropped off every single day consistently. And they've been trending downward ever since March 26th. Why is the state locked down? Why are people not asking these questions? Do we not care? Is that what happened? We want to play video games on social media? Social media games? I don't mean video games. I mean like a simulation. Or do we want to... I understand when you really confront what's going on here, it's terrifying. But to stand by and do nothing, that does not bode well. Bill Gates will stop at nothing, I believe, short of nothing. But I don't think he's acting of his own accord or volition even. You know, he probably needs prayer. Regardless, I mean, I am the first person to say in my own belief system, I would say it's a spiritual battle above all else. Still, I don't think that good men should sit idly by as, you know, to paraphrase Edmund Burke. I think we should step up. To me, this is a point that can be challenged, and it is a very visual and dramatic kind of thing. You should be able to take to anybody. So in the case of Montana, I think you could go talk to people and say, hey, How many cases do you think there are in Montana? If I told you there were 100 in our county, is that a lot? Yeah, that sounds like a lot. I told you there are 100 in the state, would that be a lot? Yeah. Well, I told you if there were 20 active hospitalizations in our county, would that be a lot? No. What if it was just 21 active hospitalizations in the entire state? Should we have the state locked down for that? I can't imagine anyone would say, yeah, we should lock it down. It's like Ebola. It's an outbreak. It's outbreak. It's contagion. It's World War Z. No. Turn off the television and start thinking for yourself. It's not. You know, that's almost one for every... No, that's close. 21 active hospitalizations is almost one for every three counties in Montana. Which is ludicrous to shut the state down for that. Montana should be fully functional. All the more so when you consider what experts like Professor Knut Witkowski are saying. This is ludicrous. Stick around, I'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep.
Welcome back.
I want to have control.
I usually say I don't want to inflate the info stream. I don't want to add inflation to it, and by so doing, dilute or diminish the value of the currency, the information. There's a lot of good work. I would at times try or seek to amplify the good work of others, and many people have spoken to the nature of the problem, the extent of it, the issue that we face, many far better than I. I've tried to point to some of that, some of those folks, but I don't hear anybody talking about this. What are we going to do about it? Ryan in Ohio, sorry we missed you. I was just looking at Ohio. What can I find there? And there is, Ohio has coronavirus.ohio.gov. So if I go there, this validates my point. This number of active hospitalizations is largely sort of occluded. It's just kind of, oh, it's not there. Where is, I wonder, why is that? So when you go to coronavirus.ohio.gov, it takes you to, you know, /WPS/portal/gov/COVID-19/home. And you have some vital numbers, vital statistics there. 6,518 confirmed cases. Oh, my goodness. Be afraid. Be very afraid. 86 CDC expanded case definition, probable. Total cases, you know, with confirmed plus probable equals 6,604. Oh, my goodness. Number of hospitalizations, is that current? I'm not clear on that. That's the thing that I'm wondering. 1,948 hospitalizations in Ohio. Is that current? Or is that total? I'm not sure. Confirmed deaths, expanded probable, total 253, number of ICU admissions. I'd like to compare all of this. Two things. I think active hospitalizations and then putting this data in the context of seasonal flu, I think, would be very helpful. And I think if we could do those two things and illustrate that visually, I think you would see people go, oh, well, why all the hype then? That's weird. How many hospitals does Ohio have? And, you know, obviously that's a crude metric. Maybe it's 1,948 cases in one area. I have not looked into Ohio specifically. The point is, I think we all should be digging in on this data and asking elected officials questions. Third hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after the short break.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.